Yesterday, we met Kevin Shankman. He's the lawyer whose challenges have caused many California cities to move from at-large elections to contests by district. His reward for this campaign has included anti-Semitic slurs and death threats. Shankman talks about his work in Sonoma County with news director Steve Mencher.
In Santa Rosa, Kevin Shankman's work will shape the November election as candidates stand for city council in several new districts, including District 1, which includes the Roseland neighborhood. Other nearby jurisdictions have moved in the same direction under threat by Shankman. When Rohnert Park began to draw its own council districts, one concern among some was to avoid competition among council incumbents. Kevin Shankman told me that protecting current office holders should not have been a priority.
At least in the state of California, the public policy is that incumbent residence is not an appropriate consideration in drawing districts. It may have been at one time back in the 1970s, for instance, but in 2008, the people of the state of California passed a constitutional amendment specifically dealing with legislative districts, but in that constitutional amendment, it said we don't consider incumbent residents. We find incumbent gerrymandering to be distasteful at best. I think it really just reveals a bigger problem. The way that sometimes city council members talk about their district or their seat. Elective office is not supposed to be a property right. Elective office is a privilege, and if someone is elected in an appropriate and lawful system, great. If having to run in that district election system means that they're not on a city council, I would hope that they would understand that that's just the will of the people. That's the will of the people in that district. Decide that they want a different representative. That's what our democracy is all about.
All right. Another community in our area, Windsor, also sort of put up a bit of a fight before they caved in to your suggestions or, shall we say, demands. They said, well, we are representative because some of the people who represent folks in this city have Latino surnames. They come from Latino backgrounds. So we think that we've done our due diligence and that the Latino representative, the Latino population in our area is well represented by these folks. Do you have an answer for them generally?
You know, we have certainly encountered cities that say, well, we don't have a problem here because we have a council member who has a particular last name or claims some particular heritage. And that's not really what this is all about. We're not suggesting that that Latinos can only be represented by Latinos or African Americans can only be represented by African Americans. That's certainly not the case. But all people have a right to be represented by someone who's going to represent their interests. And when you have an at-large election system, it inherently results in the majority interest controlling 100% of the council. And that's really the problem that we're addressing with switches to district elections.
You can find more at norcalpublicmedia.org/escuchando.